Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Kathy Burrick. Burrick is a veterinary pathologist and a self-employed contractor for many state agencies.
So pathology, here's the basic thing. It's a scientific study of the nature of diseases it causes, processes, development, and consequences. So it's the study of disease. I had a little bit of idea as to why I got into what I was doing, but the path was that I went to undergraduate, but then went to veterinary school at University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's a four-year college, and then while I was in veterinary school, I started a master's project in wildlife disease. It was a virology project. Like, as veterinary school wasn't enough, so I had to start that. I was trapping rats and different kinds of rodents throughout Alaska looking for a virus. And then I happened to meet my husband while I had a trip up here to Barrow, Alaska, to do work on the harvest crew up there, working with the subsistence hunters. And so he's in Alaska, I'm in California, and so decided after the residency to move back up and start my business. So a lot of times people ask, well, who pays you to go out and do this? Who pays you to go out and cut up dead animals? It depends on the species of animal. So marine mammals, it's a combination of fish and game and National Marine Fisheries Service. The coconut beluga is extremely critically endangered. So National Marine Fisheries Service has a requirement actually to try to get to every dead beluga and try to figure out what the mortality was. I don't think I've ever had anything where the neighbors smelled it. I have gotten in trouble with my family though, especially one of my kids is really not into this, and I did a necropsy on a bear that actually died of a clostridial infection, which like produces a lot of really horrible gases, and that just went through the entire house, and he was like, Mom, don't do that again. Personally, I like dogs an awful lot, like live ones. I like cats, and I can't think of an animal I don't like except spiders.
Kathy Burrick lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.